Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation pop experience. Welcome to today's edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day. I am Andy Atherton, back with you, closing out another fun week here on the Video Jukebox. Just a regular week, no themes. But this song almost made the cut for last week's theme week. I had it on my short list. I ultimately decided not to include it, but it's a great song, so why not do it anyway, right? Because the reason why I wavered on it is because it came out in 1989, I believe, but I've heard this song on both 80s on 8 and 90s on 9, so was it? It was released in 89. Did it like chart in 90? I don't know, but it's a good song. It's off the album Alana Miles by Alana Miles. It's Black Velvet. Yeah, she, I don't know that all that much about her. So it was released on in 89, but, no, it was, the album was released in 89, but the single, I guess, officially was released in January of 1990. That's why it kind of is in that gray area for me. But let's talk about it as we watch it. So the YouTube link is in the description as usual. Hit that play button in 3, 2, 1. Starts off with the record getting put on. Very old style Victrola, if you will, probably. Kind of memorable guitar riffs here on the acoustic. Nice little drum beat here. We got Alana coming in on a horse wearing chaps. Oh, looks like a little bit like a young Jennifer Connelly, right? She's actually a Canadian singer-songwriter. So it became a number one hit for 2 weeks in the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 90. Reached number one on the Album Rocks chart, Album Rock Tracks chart, as well as number 10 in Canada, number 2 on the UK Singles chart. So she won the 1991 Grammy for Best Female Rock Performance for the song. And it actually has gotten the Millionaire Award from ASCAP in 2005 for more than 4 million radio plays. Now the video here it's pretty cool. It was partially shot on her family's ranch in Buckhorn, Ontario. She sings on the cabin porch with a guitarist, Kurt Schefter, and it intercuts with scenes from her in concert with her band. The concert was filmed in Kingston, Ontario on a bar called Stages. So, in terms of the background to this, they're saying it's like kind of an opus to Elvis Presley a little bit, whose portrait was often painted on black velvet, who used a black hair dye named Black Velvet. Christopher Ward, who co-wrote the song, was her boyfriend at the time, was inspired on a bus full of Elvis fans riding to Memphis, attending the 10th anniversary vigil at Graceland in 1987. Upon his return to Canada, he brought his idea to Miles and producer David Tyson, who wrote the chorus for the bridge. This song was one of three in a demo that she presented to Atlantic Records, which eventually got her signed. So, it was actually, Atlantic Records actually had wrote the song, you know, had been written for her, gave this, the Lyrica label gave it to country artist Robin Lee to record in the United States. And in the United States, this version was released in December 89, with Lee's version released 2 months later in February 90. This led to this song being shifted over to pop and rock stations while Lee was on the country stations. Then she released a new version of this back in 2007 on a digitally released Elvis Tribute EP. I mean, It's got one of those kind of those memorable late 80s songs. And you kind of wonder what happened to Alana Miles after this, since there's no other songs by her. I mean, she's got a really strong, powerful voice, but I don't really know what she's up to there. I mean, she's released other albums, but never really had a hit. This could actually also be in the theme Rock Ladies. It's very sultry, too, the way she sings. With the great, you know, it's kind of good. Not, you know, plotting is not a often a fair word, but it is. It's a very, like, determined beat to the song, and how she goes in, like, such range from up, down, soft, slow, hard. You know, she's kind of hitting those high notes a little bit. You kind of see, like, towards the end, it's like, I love how it kind of, like, winds down and it kind of leaves you out of the song, you know, as a really nice ending to it, as she's walking stairs into her home with that classic car on the in front of the house there, which I hadn't noticed. But definitely, a song that's a one-hit wonder, but a really good song. And I, you know, it's one of those things, like, before Sirius, you know, XM came around, I hadn't heard it in a long time. I think I probably had the 45. I know I'm aging myself, the record, or maybe even a single. But now I hear it at least once a week. Maybe on 80s or 90s, whatever. It's one of those songs that it pops up all the time, it seems, now that we have access to all this music anytime you want, any genre. So, yeah. So definitely a really good song here. The video's got just under 30 million views, so not bad. So next week, we come to another theme, and it is unplugged/acoustic. I don't know if y'all remember MTV Unplugged had some really great versions of some popular songs. I remember the, you know, 10,000 Maniacs, Eric Clapton, Nirvana, a lot. Everybody did it who was who. And it was really cool to see different spins, different takes. And there are songs that I like the acoustic version better, and songs that I only know. Like, if I'm going to listen to a certain song by, it's actually one of the songs I'm doing next week. I don't want to give it away, but I don't want to hear the regular version. I just want to hear that acoustic version, because it just hit me so much better, I guess. I really appreciate it and enjoy that song. All right. So hope everybody had a great week here on the Video Jukebox. Lots of fun stuff going on. Lots of fun pods. Stay tuned, you know what could be coming next from us. And don't forget, check out all of our brothers and sisters on the Place to Be Nation Wrestling Network, as well as the North-South Connection. All right, so I hope everybody has a great weekend, and we will see you Monday.